Morning, Elodia. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Lori. Good morning, Mark. I'm so glad to be here.
Yay, we're glad you're here.
Fair Hope Living Magazine is going to join us the second Thursday of each month on Swap Shop to let us know what's happening, because that's right about the time the new magazine comes out.
That's right.
I got mine in the mailbox yesterday, and it's a beautiful, beautiful cover showing our lovely Fair Hope flowers and the man behind the blooms, Paul Merchant.
Absolutely. That was a lot of fun doing that story. That was a surprise. Paul had no idea what we were doing, and honestly, I didn't either. The suggestion was made by Stephen Savage to do a story about the flowers of Fair Hope. And I reached out to Paul and requested that he show us the greenhouses and show us the whole entire setup that the city does to be able to bring the flowers. And he told me all about his story and how he got started in 1991 with the city. And after listening and talking with Paul for a while, I realized, you know what? This man is the story right here. Every day he gets up and he makes sure that we have our beautiful flowers. And we have so much to be thankful for to Paul, because the great ideas, you know, the public works director, Richard Johnson, I'm sure he does a great job, but it takes these guys getting out in the weather, no matter what, every single day to make sure that those flowers are taken care of. And they grow them from seedlings all the way up until it's time to be planted.
Yes, and I thought it was interesting as I was reading the article this morning that he started with the city in 1991 when there were three greenhouses. And today there are 12 greenhouses, a crew of 20 employees, and 26,000 plants.
That's wow. Right. Can you imagine?
So we've heard the history. I think many of us have heard the history previous to that, how Mayor Nix, actually, when he and the First Lady of Fairhope and Nix went to Disney World, they saw all of the beautiful flowers, and they saw flowers on top of the garbage cans.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That's right.
And Anne said, honey, let's do that in Fairhope. And they hired the first horticulturist, which was former Mayor Tim Kaine.
That's right.
So Paul Merchant has carried the torch now for 30 years with he and his staff from the Public Works Department.
That's right.
It's a lovely picture, and it's a very nice article. So for folks that don't get Fairhope Living Magazine in their mailbox, they can read it online, right?
That's right. If they don't live in the 36532 zip code, they can go to our website, fairhopelivingmagazine.com, and they can read the digital version online. If they do live in the 36532 zip code, they can go to our distribution page and sign up to receive a copy.
Okay. And even though it's really gotten more popular than you might have even imagined, because so many people want it.
Yes, they do.
And there's only so many copies made.
That's right. That's right. So it is provided by the businesses that are advertising in the magazine. So, you know, we are always interested in interviewing different businesses and seeing if it makes sense, because we can certainly produce more copies if we have more businesses advertising with us. But that's the only way we can do it.
Right. Absolutely. I totally understand. We rely on advertisers here as well. But we want to remind you listening that you're not interrupting us. This is a call-in show, so please give us a call at 928-9228. Our lines are open, and we would love to hear from you. We got a message from another former city employee about the Mission Yard Sale coming up at First Baptist Church. It's that time of year again. This is probably the largest single yard sale we have here in the Fairhope area, and actually it's 2 days, excuse me. It's going to be April the 23rd and the 24th.
So that's next Friday and Saturday?
No, 2 weeks. Yep. And they're going to be accepting donations of items. If you would like to donate items, they have a pod set up at the church, and you are welcome to make those donations at 300 South Section Street in Fairhope. They say if you want to come help set up Friday morning at like 4 or 5 a.m., you'll get to shop early.
Ooh, how about that?
Okay,
that sounds like fun.
So mark that on your calendar for April 23rd and 24th. And another reason we have you here is to tell us about Fairhope Restaurant Week, Elodia.
Yes.
This is something that you and Fairhope Living Magazine have created. Tell us about it.
That's right. So it's an upcoming promotion next week. We're just really thankful to all of the restaurants that have been helping us be able to get out and connect throughout the past year. So we have launched the first Fairhope Restaurant Week, and we're looking forward to seeing how it will grow throughout the years. This first year, what we're doing is we're just encouraging the residents to go out to dinner at the local dining places. If you go to one of our partner restaurants and you register your visit there, you'll get put into a drawing for a $50 gift card to one of those restaurants. Then at the end of the week, we have a grand prize for a two-night, two-person stay at Jubilee Suites with a two-day golf cart rental and dinner for two at Sage.
Okay.
And you can do that by dining at participating restaurants April 11th through the 18th.
That's right. Starts this Sunday, April 11th, and runs through the 18th.
Most of the participating restaurants are listed in the magazine. There could be a few more listed online because
That's
due
right.
to a print deadline.
Yep.
A couple may have been missed in the magazine itself, but you've actually got a Fairhope Living magazine Facebook page, and then do you have a Fairhope Restaurant Week page as well?
We have an event page.
An event page, and we've shared that.
Yep, we have an event page.
Or you can go to the website as well and look up the participating restaurants. But you've got over 20, so I'd say a majority of them participate.
We do. We have 28, so we're very thankful for that.
Oh, wow, that's a lot of restaurants.
That is, absolutely. So a lot to be said and a lot of selection out there.
It's a good idea, too, because they've been through heck, you know, the past year with the pandemic forcing the closures and forcing the limited capacity, just the curbside delivery, and you know, some losing employees.
That's right.
Due to the pandemic and the unemployment capabilities, and it's been a very trying year. For those, I think most of them made it, held on and made it through that year. And this is a way to thank them and give back.
That's right, absolutely. And I can say one thing, you know, it's time for us to all get back to work. So if you've been taking a break and have enjoyed the unemployment, I would recommend that you reach out to one of your favorite restaurants and see if they're hiring. A lot of them are. They really are struggling with trying to find good employees. You know, we as a country, a lot of us have been able to just kind of take a break and take that unemployment. But guys, it's time for us all to get back to work.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, but a lot of us are like, oh, but, you know, I'm used to staying in bed till 9 and then staying in my pajamas all day. And I just want to work from home and, you know, work for an hour and then come home and go back to bed. So we've got to rebuild that work ethic, too.
We do, because you know what? You really get a really good feeling from actually working and producing. And you don't get that same feeling from sitting at home, honestly.
Mm-hmm. That's true. So when we go to the participating restaurants, you've actually got a table topper or a table card.
Yep, we have a tent card.
Tent card, that's the name of it.
It'll be on the tables, and it's got a QR code. And all you do is you take your smartphone, and you open your camera, and you scan that QR code, and that'll take you directly to a form that you'll put in your information. We never share our information with any third party, so you can be certain that your information will be safe and secure.
Okay.
And then you'll get put into a daily drawing. So the drawing's going to reset every single day. If you go out to dinner on Sunday, you'll get put into Monday's drawing. You go out to dinner or lunch on Monday, you'll get put into Tuesday's drawing.
Okay.
You can only win once. So if you win on Monday, then you're out until the grand prize drawing, which will be held on the 19th.
Okay, but that's fair enough.
Yeah.
That's fair enough.
That sounds like fun. So check it out at fairhopelivingmagazine.com or find it on Facebook.